My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge, and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off while I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell. Well, you obviously have no interest in saving yourself.
Brad, for 14 years I've been a whore for the advertising industry. The only way I could save myself now is if I start firebombing.
Whatever. Management wants you gone by the end of the day.
Well, just what sort of severance package is management prepared to offer me, considering the information I have about our editorial director buying pussy with company money, which I think would interest the IRS since it technically constitutes fraud, and I'm sure that some of our advertisers and rival publications might like to know about it as well, not to mention Craig's wife.
What do you want?
1 year salary with benefits.
It's not going to happen.
Well, what do you say I throw in a little sexual harassment charge to boot?
Against who?
Against you. Can you prove that you didn't offer to save my job if I let you blow me?
Man, you are one twisted fuck.
That sounds like it tastes great. I know whenever I drink something that tastes fantastic, I cough furiously afterwards.
And that's going to be the beginning of the podcast.
All
right
that
there.
Flavor.
That right there is going to be the beginning of the podcast. Your patented tap worked.
My tap worked.
So,
no
so
beer on clink, the table.
Beer clink. Awesome.
Yeah, okay, that sounded awesome, guys.
I'm sure you couldn't hear that on the podcast. Anyways, if you guys haven't figured out, this is the Unnamed Movie Podcast. We are going some crazy-ass ways of no rules tonight. I'm back in Jamaica, so we're recording all together for the first time in, what, 10 months
years,
or so?
Yes, about 10 years. Yes, that's exactly years. How long it's been.
It's been a while, guys.
We've been recording this podcast for now at least, I would say, what, 15 years?
I was reviewing movies long before A.O. Scott figured out that Captain America, Nick Fury didn't like him. Look.
We're the number one syndicated podcast in the world.
Well, it's we are now on Pocket Cast. So there you go.
Stumble Upon.
I've never quite understood Stumble Upon. I mean, I know the idea,
Stumble
but
Stumble Upon
but
is kind of. I used to use it when I had no time, when I had loads of time at work. At my previous job, when I honestly a lot of the time I just sat down there in front of the computer thinking, what can I do? Which is when, you know, I got really heavy into Google Reader and reading up a lot about tech and movies and this and that, which I don't do much of anymore, but I still try. And every once in a while, I'd actually exhaust the internet. Yes. And so, or at least the internet that I knew. And so,
or as I like to put it, you've reached the end.
Exactly. So to actually extend the end, you'd have things like Stumble Upon, where you just click a button and it just shows up.
Generating
website.
More and more. Madness, but the new Stumble Upon is those straight videos.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nothing more than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
it's kind of like
videos.
It's kind of like Devour. Keep. Then I really like Devour, even though I don't have the time for it anymore.
Apparently, Feedly is a better reader than the normal reader.
By the way, we should bring this back. We haven't done this in forever. Our little sponsorship moment, which we aren't really sponsored, but Douglas and I are currently drinking.
I'm definitely sponsored. I get money from these people all the
You
time.
Get money? Holy shit. Why?
How am I supposed to say, I thought that the money was just for me. I don't know what I'm saying, guys. I'm supposed to be cutting you guys checks.
We're drinking Cara Pills. Premium beer from, I don't know where this is from. Does it say?
From Belgium.
Oh, I don't think we actually said it. Should we bother? I'm Andrew.
I'm Douglas.
This is Damien.
Right, and this is, as I already said, the Unnamed Movie Podcast.
Yes, and then
that is the Galaxy Nexus.
is the HTC One X.
And where's the iPhone?
Best, I don't know what you're talking about.
The best smartphone available on the market.
I have to
today.
Ask Damon. I've been away so long. Mm-hmm. You have a phone now.
Yes.
And better yet, well, I shouldn't really say no, better yet.
Better about
you have an iPhone.
No, actually, it's better for me because then I get to make fun of you more.
Yes,
so.
And that is true.
How the hell did you get around? How the hell did you get around to actually having a phone, much less the iPhone 4S?
Bad things happened at work, very bad things, and I got lucky, I guess. They wanted me to be the new supervisor for the front desk. I told them no.
Damon, I think you are the first person I have ever heard of that turned down a promotion.
Would you like, I want to give you more money, sir. No thanks, that's fine.
Yes, but with more money comes more of a whole lot of other things that I want no part of.
Are you saying Stan Lee had something to do with your promotion?
Probably. I found that the pursuit of money doesn't always lead you where you want to be. I'd rather be home and happy and be paid a little bit more and fucking miserable. Sorry, no thanks, guys. But the phone was causing a rift. I told him to get rid of the phone altogether. I was going to throw it away. And as I guess, thank you or something, they gave me the phone. So yeah, now I have a phone. Technically work phone, but I don't think they want it back. So
we can finally call you when, like,
you're... Well, you could have called me on the other phone that work gave me. The Nokia C100,
well,
I think.
Well,
but
see,
it's not... This is more a phone than either of your phones. Because if I don't charge this, it will last pretty much a year and never run out of batteries. And it will always, always make phone calls. You know you can delete the phone app off the Galaxy Nexus. You can disable it.
Are you serious? I've never tried.
You guys are idiots. You don't play with technology properly.
You know I don't. I am someone who...
Every single thing, I watch that phone cry. We can't do anything.
I used to.
And I'm the only one who works in technology right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shush. You should get that. So that you can sleep quietly in the night. Is a app that turns off. Nothing will come through until, like, and all you have to do is turn down the volume.
Uh-huh.
And once it's down all the way, it activates it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gives you how much time.
That wouldn't help me because I put my phone on silent every day at work.
Right. But would the alarm still go off?
Everything will. The alarm still work. And the phone, what it does is it turns off all volume of everything until the designated time. So you just set it till, I guess, 5 minutes before your alarm's supposed to come on, and then it will trigger everything. It will turn back on all the notifications, any noise that your phone usually makes. I love it, and my sister loves it because her phone used to wake her up constantly.
Steam is on Android?
Just the app, so you can check what games and what specials and buy shit.
I see.
Which, Steam always has crazy deals, and it's nice to know that you can, from your phone, sort that out.
Yeah.
But this is not the unnamed technology podcast, as Andrew loves to remind us.
So very
We're
often.
So close. Can't we just have an unnamed
you guys can
that's
start a tech podcast. Really. You guys should start your
like
tech podcast then. And then just
get out without Andrew.
So you're saying I serve a purpose? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh shit!
To ensure that this shit goes. Every day I call Douglas. No, that's not. We don't want to do this. Oh, Calculators Pro. You know that horseshit calculator app that Google gave us?
Yeah.
It's really bad. You can get a better one.
But do I want my calculator to do more? I'm not in doing ad math at high school anymore.
I don't like this medium.
He doesn't have any do.
If you don't have any do, you have to leave the podcast.
What's that?
There you go.
Hold on. Let's see if it has any do.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
If you don't know what it is, you don't have it.
No, I'm pretty sure it's there.
I just need to
double check.
It's there on the Android market somewhere.
I need to double check.
I'm pretty
let
sure.
Me, let me take a look while you guys can't see my phone screen.
Skip that is still my favorite app. Turns your phone into a DLNA device. And then you can stream things to and from your computer or your router or whatever device that can do it.
Yeah.
Which is fun as shit.
Anyways, I think we should start talking about movies and shit.
By the way, speaking of movies, I know we haven't quite gotten to that section yet. But we did speak to the fact that there are no rules today.
None whatsoever.
I just wanted to ask, you know, usually there's an email sent and usually trailers are spoken about. Mm-hmm. What trailers are we talking about today?
Well, I don't know. We could talk about Taken 2.
There's a trailer for Pinterest.
Because I'm pretty sure
Did he give us all these trailers?
I did not, because okay. I was on the road all day. We were having lunch and all sorts of good stuff.
So bad at your job?
I was distracted by the fact that I'm on my holiday vacation weekend, and I was not doing any work. I didn't even post anything on the site today.
Wow,
fired.
But anyways, with the grace. The yeah. graceful segue that only I can come up with.
Only you.
Only I. Let's talk a little bit about what we've been watching. Douglas.
No,
Damien. What have you been watching?
This is a terrible plan, guys.
Well, no, Damien, you have to be
it's
first.
Been
because,
a bad week.
Because my list is on Evernote.
Here you go, sir. That poor shit.
I don't know. Didn't you have it to charge? So when you
oh, right.
Charge?
It is charging. Alright, so I didn't watch that much. Alright, guys. So, a couple of years ago, Sam Worthington was in a timeless classic called Clash of the Titans. Right? It was one of G-Man Review's top movies of 2010, I think it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Right, it was. I mean,
I raved about it.
We've never seen anything like it. And somehow,
I mean, there was Liam Neeson. So
right now, they put out a terrible, terrible follow up to that fantastic movie called Wrath of the Titans. Right. So for all you Clash of the Titans fans, first kill yourselves, and second. Alright, so Wrath of the Titans is the follow-up to a movie that was panned worldwide. It was panned for shitty 3D, it was panned for just being a shitty movie, and for wasting Liam Neeson.
I have something to say about that movie. Earlier this year, they re-released Titanic, right? And because honestly, I hadn't seen that movie since I was like in high school when it just came out, and back then I automatically hated that movie because I just wasn't into that kind of
girl,
movie.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't a girl, right? And I decided to go and watch it because I wanted to give it a good... I wanted to give it a fair shake, right? I went to the movie. Not talking about the movie. However, at the end of the movie, when I was walking out, I heard a couple behind me. And I heard the guy say, I thought we were going to Wrath of the Titans. I thought I told the woman when I was buying the ticket that I wanted Wrath of the Titans. And then I ended in Titanic.
Wow.
I want to know how long it took him sitting in Titanic to not get up and do anything.
This doesn't look like Wrath of the Titans. Let me continue.
I just wanted to
the
add
word
that
Titan is in the name of this movie, though. Did I make a mistake?
Right. Did they change that much?
I can imagine he went to the box office and said, can I get 2 for Titan? And the cashier just immediately said he needs Titanic because everyone wants to watch that movie.
Now, you know how we weren't big fans of Immortals, but we all pretty much agreed it was kind of good, but not great.
I don't think Douglas has agreed to that.
I don't care what Douglas thinks.
We have agreed, though.
Wrath of the Titans is what happens when you ignore everything that is right about movies, but still go on to make a movie. It doesn't make any sense, which we knew that going in. Sam Worthington's performance might be the worst I've seen from him, which is saying something because I watched Man on a Ledge and that movie is horrendous.
I only got like 40 minutes into
holy
that movie.
Shit, that movie is bad. And Sam Worthington has outdone himself this time. It is so bad. And then there's characters that don't make any sense. Liam Neeson is used for about 5 minutes, and his kick-assery that he's known for is done with what looks like Star Wars force pushes for the entire... It looks like he's playing
he
Goku
was in Star
from
Wars,
a Dragon
though.
Ball Z.
He was in Star Wars,
I don't
though.
Care where he was. It... I mean, the... It is kind of ridiculous how bad... Because everyone said that the first one was bad. So you'd think they'd have stopped at some point and gone, yes, we're going to fast-track the second one, but maybe we should make it kind of good. No one did that.
Well, one thing about that movie that I remember was leading up towards Wrath of the Titans, when they were doing a lot of press coverage, Sam Worthington did an interview where he basically said, yes, Clash was a big pile of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it was when we finished it, and we were so unhappy. And we were happy that we got to come back and try and do it again, right? And see if we could get it right, and all sorts of stuff. And I don't know, I find it something really horrible. While I enjoy honesty in people from the film industry when they're talking about especially their movies. Which is why, even movies in general, which is why I like the podcast, How Did This Get Made, where they're basically trashing on shit movies. I mean, they definitely pick their movies very well to make sure that they don't step on any too many toes. And they've gotten the tone down so people don't take it too seriously. But, I mean, there's this trend going on now. Well, not even now. This trend going on that I've noticed where a lot of actors and people who work in that industry... Once the movie has passed a certain point and it's become evidently clear and they're not making a dollar anymore from it, it becomes okay for them to
shit
on their own movies. I mean, even when you see George Clooney talk about Batman and Robin, right? He's happy to go on a talk show and go, yeah, I did that movie, it was shit, but it got me to do Good Night, Good Luck or whatever. And I always, for some reason, it irks me that they don't just come up from the get-go. Because for some reason, I feel if they would be honest to me from the get-go, I would be able to go to that movie with the right attitude, with the right, oh, it's a bad movie mentality to enjoy it in that vein.
I'd like to visit the world like these days. Seems like a can I take a bus there, or do I need a day pass? Is that what it works?
It costs $50.
So, okay.
And you have to get on the bus, which comes from Hagley Park Road.
Okay.
And it shows up on Rainbow Magic
Terrace.
Street.
Okay, it shows up on Rainbow Terrace. Okay. Where Thor is standing by to carry me to Asgard.
Yes.
I mean, if you played God of War, you'll be disappointed by the mere fact that they keep using these names that you've seen in God of War poorly. And if you've never played God of War, you'll be aggravated because the movie is pretty terrible. Because I needed to believe in Liam Neeson again, I decided to watch The Grey, where Liam Neeson and some guys crash land
some
in the
stupid
snow.
Stupid guys.
And they decide to fight wolves with glass. Now, the trailer for that show showed you pretty much everything you needed to know. Liam Neeson fights wolves. Liam Neeson wins against his fight against wolves. They were supposed to show me actually him punching a wolf in the face with broken glass. They decided that would be too graphic. Cut away, which I still cannot believe happened.
Did you see this thing on the internet where people were saying that character of him in The Grey was his origin for Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins?
It would have been awesome. Oh my god.
They even talk about it in the movie. Like if you go back to some of the dialogue in Batman Begins, the scene where he's talking to Bruce about his pain, and he's like, have you come to terms with it? And he tells a little bit of his own origin, and he's like, I lost my wife, and I lost my daughter, and I was in the cold, and
sometimes
something like that. I don't remember exactly. Oh, we have an intern. Hi, intern. Say something, intern.
Would you like some refills on your beers, sir?
No, we're okay right now, intern. You can now go to your corner.
Okay.
This is what the podcast sounds like without lag, people. Without lag.
Promoting equality between genders since 1920. The only movie podcast.
Tump.
So if you're a manly man, you'd like the grey. If you're someone that likes things that make sense in the movie, you probably would like the grey because it doesn't make.
So you really like.
A whole lot
so
of
you
sense.
Like the grey?
It is stupid fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of had a couple issues with it, but I didn't really
it's
love
not,
it. It was
right.
It,
it
had
not great.
It had some. It had some of those action scenes were kind of cool.
Right, but it is really fun. Those are the only two movies that I've seen. I have seen some TV shows. ABC has a TV show called Baby Daddy, which I caught by accident. It came on last night. And
wait,
I was
sorry, that I'm being. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten an update here. That is not an ABC show. That's an ABC Family show.
It's very
are you actually watching an ABC
I'm sorry.
Family
right.
show?
Once again, we have to thank the intern for keeping us informed, making sure our facts are correct here. Because this is the unnamed movie podcast.
Right.
We have to be 100% correct.
Fuck
facts. We're professionals.
Right. God damn it.
By the way, Andrew, when you edit that, I think when I stop the podcast, you should hear like...
Breaking news coming off the wire, yeah?
If you guys have forgotten, as I'm saying, this is what it sounds like without lag.
Yeah. When Douglas isn't downloading terabytes of data, fucking up our podcast for no goddamn reason.
And I'm in the country.
Oh, wow. I love how we decided not to tell Andrew about that. I was like, yeah, Andrew, I don't know why this
yeah,
is so
why
laggy.
Is this not working?
What?
Oh, that's right. He's downloading the rest of the internet.
I do still like the stock responses joke.
Yep.
That comment was very interesting. Anyways, you were talking, Damien. You were talking.
ABC
Family Show.
Baby Daddy. As much as it pains me to say this, it's kind of okay.
Are you saying Gossip Girl is next on your list of to watch?
No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that
I
saw the title.
The Gilmore Girls.
I did like the Gilmore Girls.
No, wait, am I confusing the old one with the new show?
There's a new one?
There's a new one called Gilmore Girls or the Gilmore Bum Girls.
Bumheads? Bumheads is a new one from Amy Sherman Palladino. That's also an ABC Family.
Okay. The intern knows ABC Family. Should we fire her? There's no response from the internet.
She's clearly not on the pulse of the Tump audience. She's watching ABC Family.
We still love you, intern. Anyways.
I don't think I agree with that last statement. I was kind of hoping that a show called Baby Daddy would suck so that I could come on the air and laugh. I felt bad. A show in 2012 called Baby Daddy, which is essentially three men and a baby. That is what the structure of the show. But they had a few good jokes, and the show wasn't terrible. It was the first episode, so I guess they put enough work into the first
they
one.
They put their best foot forward.
Part of me wants to continue watching it. But then I'd have to watch an ABC Family show.
Wait, does it hurt you know that you know it's ABC Family instead of ABC?
No, they had enough ads to let me know that ahead of time. I wasn't watching it by myself. I don't think that makes it any better. But
I think that just makes us know that you're going to have to watch it.
It was pretty. It's pretty good. It's at least as good as some of the shit shows that we've been watching this year. Like the new girl.
Hey, that show turned around. That show is awesome.
First of all, no, it did not.
I don't know what show he's watching.
Second of all, that's not the only show. Because
Two Broke Girls, I watched that.
Well, you're the only
why,
one
yeah,
who's been watching
yeah,
that.
You're the only one. But then there's also you
Kat
can't
Dennings.
Trust that bitch.
Right, don't trust
once
that
again,
bitch.
Show you, only you guys
I
are suffering
like,
through.
Again, I like watching those. I don't know. It's been. I know they're bad. But I still watch them.
Is it because there are women in it?
No,
I'm wondering why he's watching.
Why I keep watching.
Not why it's bad.
Because what's the name of that? Oh my God.
Wait, the apartment.
No,
show?
Not the apartment
which
show.
Which show?
No, the girls gone. The girls gone wild have a show where they travel America and look for hot girls. I don't watch that. I was just to look at hot girls. That's on TV. Would watch that.
But we already know that's worthless. There's the internet. You don't need that. If
right.
you really wanted to see that.
I know the only reason I watch Two Broke Girls is Kat Dennings. I do not know why I watch any other shows that we watch.
No, I can tell you why you watch The Bitch. You watch The Bitch because of Casper. Or no, not Casper. What is his name? James.
Oh, yes.
James
Van Der Beek is really funny.
I almost
really
feel
funny.
Like we should create a
and
segment for the intern to come
yes.
in. And
she's better than all of us. That's
she
why
is.
She's interning here. One day she'll take over. We'll be out of a job. All that sweet, sweet top money.
I mean, it's been flowing. It's been flowing, man.
Man, so much shit.
Well, you see, you guys are saying that sarcastically.
So much coke.
It has been flowing to me.
Yeah.
I just haven't been sharing it.
So much
wait,
coke. So much weed.
You're on. You're recorded now. We've got you. When I get you in court, I can just play this right. as evidence.
So,
but then they probably turn off after 5
enough
minutes.
Enough, you two. I sat down and I said, I'm going to get on board with True Blood. And it took...
Hold on, where are you? Are you catching up from
no,
where
no,
you
no,
were?
No, no,
no.
I just started watching
the new season. Okay.
And it took me about 90 seconds to realize this is a terrible idea. They recap what happened before.
Yes, yes.
And I just, no.
Did I tell you? But
no.
That's not fair.
Holy
you should skip
shit.
The recap. If you're not going to watch
have
all
you,
of that stuff.
Just,
no, I haven't watched
just by
episode.
Watching the recap, you just go, what?
Yeah, they got a little bit ridiculous.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Is it sad that I still have a warm place in my heart for that show?
But
no,
he's
no,
not
how
saying
how
Suki anymore. He's not saying Suki that much anymore.
Well,
though.
That's because he married her, and so now, you know, they've lost that thrill.
Yeah, that show is... That's really bad, guys. Is that show even about vampires?
I don't think so. Anyways, I should ask Douglas, what do you think of this bear?
It's not great.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same.
Kind of shocking.
Anyways, back to Damon.
Alright, so there's one more TV show that started and stopped watching.
In the same week?
Yeah. Once Upon a Time is, I think is that a CBS show?
Oh,
ABC.
My God.
Proper ABC or ABC?
That's proper ABC. No,
right.
Damon.
So,
did you,
you
watch
know
Grimm
how,
in the same week?
You know how I love Fables, right?
The
oh,
video
Fables
game?
Is great.
The I video game? I love Fables.
No, the comic book.
The comic book.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. Andrew here used to lend us the books, and then he decided he's better than comics. So to resort to the internet, which is a dark, dirty place.
Which you've seen like, the end of.
Which... And it's not pretty.
Do women propose you to you?
The setup
there?
For... Enough. The setup for Once Upon a Time is essentially Fables. These characters are forced into our world and they have to do shit.
Now you're making me want to watch a show.
Do not under any circumstances
no.
ever.
The first episode and I may have wandered into the second
right.
episode, but
no.
No,
the first episode was pathetic and I went... They must can turn this around. It's based on Fables. They must find some way to make this interesting. They're talking about these characters that everybody knows and they're doing this twist on it and putting them in the real world. There must be something else to it. Second episode in nothing. Third episode in nothing. Fourth episode.
You got that
enough.
Far?
Do you
have a rule? Because I've always because
no,
I remember when I was in college and I was watching a lot of anime, I would pick random animes to start watching, and I created a rule saying I have to watch the first 3 episodes before I give a decision as to whether to keep watching or not.
No, it was I guess my rule is the more angry I feel, the quicker I stop. I watched the first 3 episodes and was in disbelief at how much they were. You know, just throwing away that entire premise. They just went, we're not going to do anything with this. And there was not enough pretty people in the show. It's boring. There's the world's most annoying child is part of the show. He's about 10, and I mean, if you met a child like that, you'd punch him in the head within seconds.
I'd like the internet to know, more importantly than what Damien is saying, the intern is agreeing.
Yes, it is so bad. And no one. It's been renewed, of course.
Because only bad shows get renewed.
Right. NBC had the show that they recently cancelled, the one where he...
Awake?
Yeah, Awake.
That was an NBC show?
Yes.
Right. So NBC, NBC can't get enough viewers to watch Awake, which is fantastic. But ABC
can't really get that good.
Because
last we spoke, you know, both of us were kind of...
Did you guys talk about
this? No, this was like episode one or two.
Right.
Yeah,
Douglas, TV show takes off like a rocket. It is fantastic.
Is it weird that I was annoyed with the end of that show because it felt like since they knew they were cancelled, they had to basically run to the conclusion of how this works?
Right. They had to.
No, I mean some shows I remember Dollhouse. I know. Not the best example for you. I remember Dollhouse. They knew they were getting cancelled, and they still had like 3 episodes to film, and they told them you had to film those episodes.
Knew they were going to get cancelled at the end of episode one.
Yeah. Thank you, Douglas.
This is going to be
I still love that show.
No, you love one episode of that show.
No,
He doesn't love any of the shows. I actually agree with that statement. I love one of the episodes. But that's it. I think I tried to love the series, but after a while I couldn't lie to myself anymore.
Alright, let's not tread the murky waters of discussing Dollhouse again. Yes. We've gone past that.
Baby Daddy, okay. Once Upon a Time, under no circumstance. Make up any excuse. Kill yourself if you have to, it's not worth it. So Douglas,
what have I watched?
Yes, what have you watched?
Okay, so
he now has Evernote.
I do have Evernote logged in, so I can speak on what I watched. Actually, I want to talk about a bunch of things today.
Mm-hmm.
But the first things I want to talk about are essentially, I guess you could call them, you know, rollovers from last week. I forgot to talk about 2 very interesting TV shows that I saw while I was away. One of them was it was, because this is an old show that only lasted one season on Comedy Central. It was spearheaded by Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter from various, you know, previous projects such as Stella and, you know, Wet Hot America and some other.
I remember this. It got super canceled.
They had a very short-lived show, let's say, on Comedy Central called Michael and Michael Have Issues. And I think it lasted, I don't know, between 8 and 10 episodes long. And I finished the full series within 2 days because it was that funny and that great. Maybe it's just that I love that type of humor, and I love those 2 people in particular, especially when they team up with their pal David Wayne, who has gone on to do some not so great things, but let's not worry about that. but this show was very much like, well, it was like kind of like a watered down Stella. It was very sketchy, but it still had, you know, an overarching story kind of in each episode. And I really, personally, I just really liked it. And I like the goofy sort of, you know, slapstick and very painful type of comedy that they kind of always do. So, for me, that was like an amazing show. And it really shouldn't have gotten cancelled. But guess what? All 3 of us know that all the good shows always.
Except Justified. And The Wire.
The only show that never gets cancelled is Law and Order. Does that mean that show is horrible?
I think various sections of Law and Order get cancelled. Actually, the stalwart, the original Law and Order, actually got cancelled either last year or year before, somewhere like that, right? And I know the UK one got cancelled right quick. And one of the later ones got cancelled. But anyway, the second show I wanted to talk about, which, yes, sir. Yes, Andrew. By the way, for those of you who can't see us because we don't have video. Wait, sorry. That means all of you can't see us. Andrew just raised his hand, which I think he wanted to get my, and by extension, your attention. Yet, I don't think he quite fully understands that in this sort of media, where he is not seen by you guys, you wouldn't know. But anyway, Andrew, what were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to let you know your mic is facing the wrong way.
Okay, how should it be facing?
This picks up audio this side. It's facing this way right now, I can tell, because the M audio is facing me. So that would probably fuck up the recording a bit. So I was going to ask you to stop.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Why are you this bad?
Well, no, it's...
No,
so
I wanted to wait until you finish
your thought about that.
Why are you this bad?
Which is why I like, look, open up the thing. You can see when I talk, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a little bit better. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you,
I was wondering... you see, I kept kind of messing around with the levels. But okay, alright, fair enough. Thank you for letting me know. I seriously did not know that there... I thought it was multidirectional.
It is a wide range, but at the back, it doesn't really pick up much.
Mm.
It's kind of like your eyes. Your eyes can see forward, it can see peripheral, but it doesn't quite see back here that well.
Maybe your eyes can.
No, when I said that, because the mesh is here and here,
no,
I thought it would...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to you.
Cool.
I see behind me.
You're an idiot, Damien.
The technology of glass.
Okay, so another TV show that I watched. I had to cross a pond for that one. This is a British TV show.
You actually flew over the pond?
Well, metaphorically.
Okay.
Speaking.
I was just
going to hate the both of you. So very much.
I'm sorry, I'm now here, so I have the ability to...
Shut
interject
up.
With little quippy jokes,
I,
and you guys won't just keep talking.
I have the ability to hit you with this piece of plastic.
Okay,
I'm gonna
so,
make the
oh,
best
oh,
of
oh, oh. All right. So, I've spoken before about Dirk Gently and how great that TV show is. Have you watched that yet, by the way, Damien? It's fantastic. You really need to. And you too.
Me.
You too. Actually, before
Andrew,
you leave here,
Andrew,
we're gonna watch that.
No.
but. Dirk himself was actually in a previous British TV show. One that I've actually been eyeing for quite some time, but never quite got around to watching, and finally did because it was on Hulu when I went to the States. This show is called Green Wing. It's a comedy about...
I feel like you're making a TV show. Because you know there's no way for us to check.
Really?
There's this
the
British
internet
show.
Doesn't exist?
There's this British show called Planes.
Did you know what show he had been watching earlier today? This British show called White Man Van.
White Van Man. Which I've already spoke about on the podcast, and which I, no matter what you say today, and I know you're going to say all sorts of horrid things about it, I saw you laughing at.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Andrew doesn't like shows that he likes.
When I laugh, that's bad.
Right. Only the comedies with the no laugh.
Anyway, I watched Green Wing. I saw the first few episodes. It
is
has
that Darkwing Duck spin-off.
Yes, it is. But it's a little bit lighter than the Darkwing because it's Green Wing.
So, since he doesn't have duck after his name, does that make him what kind of animal?
Whatever you want.
So if I want him to be a platypus,
then you'd be wrong. No, so this is all right. Can I please tell you what the show is about? This show is about a hospital, and crazy things that happen. In the hospital, in the emergency, well, all around it, with, you know, the doctors and the admin staff and all of those folks. It has a bunch of, I don't want to say star power, but a bunch of people that all of us would know. It has Fran from Black Books. It has Brian from Spaced. It has, well, Dirk Gently, but none of you folks would know him.
Oh, that's his real name?
Of course it is.
Or at least a name he goes by other than in the show. Or no, the show is Green Wing. I swore when you said the name again that that must have been the name of the show.
Oh, okay, no, Green Wing is the name of the show, and it has a bunch of folks in there. I don't know if right now I'd say it's a good show. I think that it's very interesting. It's definitely funny at times. But the problem with it, and should I call it a problem? But the problem for me with it is that it's not very coherent. It's not exactly one story, and that's weird for me to say right after I talk about how I love Michael and Michael have issues, which is kind of similar. But it feels like with Michael and Michael that each of those sketches are kind of, well, not sketches, but stories. Each have, you know, a story. Or an a story inside within each sketch.
Yeah.
But
they're kind of one-offs.
And at times they'll tie back to the overarching story. Sometimes they won't. But even if they don't, they are, you know, contained. They work well by themselves. You enjoy them, and then you move on to the next part of the show. With the Green Wing, that does happen. But also there are times when some of the stories, yeah, they'll be, excuse me, a little bit funny, but you may not quite understand where they're coming from, you know, what angle they're trying to push, why this makes sense, and in the overarching story of this episode. And they rely a lot on, I guess, the fast-forward effect, which, to me, got very annoying very quick. But I feel like I still need to watch a few more episodes to give a final say. But I think it has, you know, great potential. It has a great cast. And I really can't deny that it's pretty funny at times. So there's that. Other than that, now, what I've seen a couple of movies this week as well. And let's start with the good movies. First, I watched The Five-Year Secretary.
Five-year secretary?
Five-year engagement. I'm putting two movies in one. So and you that, will is, understand
is
that, that in
that
a little
where
bit.
Jason Segel and Emily Blunt have an S&M relationship together?
Yes, it is. Thank you for noticing. No, I watched a five-year engagement with, as you say, Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. That movie was pretty good. I wasn't sure what to expect. I was a little bit concerned that it might not be that great. But I really did enjoy that film. It was the perfect kind of combination of funny and, I guess, a little bit of romance and a little bit of, you know, heartstring pulling, that it worked well. And I guess that's what Jason Segel does. I mean, look at Forgetting Sarah Marshall. With that, it was definitely skewed much more to the funny. But he knows how to kind of put all of these things together well, and he wrote this movie as well, so you know, you can kind of expect that. For yes, he did. Don't you dare question me, sir. Andrew is now taking up his phone and triple checking that I'm correct. I am correct. And when he finds
because
out that
I
I'm
know
correct,
I have a phone that I can do this on. No?
I will dominate him. But anyway, this movie was a really, I don't want to say a surprise, but a really good, it exceeded my expectations, and I really enjoyed that. Another movie that I watched that I really liked was Secretary, Maggie Gyllenhaal, James Spader.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I hated Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did I say that?
You said she's ugly and she
can't act. No. I never said she can't act.
She's ugly.
she's a great actress. She's one of the
all
best.
All I'm hearing is that she's ugly.
She's one of the best actresses in her sort of age range. What are you talking about?
Is it weird to me that I look at her and I think she could probably play any age between like 30 and 75 if she wanted to.
Yeah, she could. She's very ageless.
No liking.
but that show was equal parts of holy crap, did that just happen? And that's kind of gross. So
what's this movie about?
So you're saying you're not looking forward to reading Five Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey?
Okay, first I have no clue what 50 Shades of Grey is.
18 Shades.
Okay, 50 Shades of Grey is a new book that just came out, which was about a huge S&M relationship, and it's been revered all over the internet mm-hmm. and all over the world as this amazing book, mainly because a lot of housewives are apparently reading it and going, oh, that's so interesting. I want to try that. I heard about it through a podcast I was listening to. I listened to the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast on the Nerdist Network. Okay. I find it interesting. And they had someone on to talk about that book, and it was kind of cool. So as I said, I guess you're not interested in
that. Well, no. I didn't say that. I really like this movie. Did I not?
No, but you made a comment where you said, like, it went like, oh my god, too. That's kind of weird, ugly, freaky, kind of.
No, but.
I was
harping
on the S&M.
Yes, but you have to understand that. That's not a bad thing for me.
Oh.
But no, I really like this movie. The way you should know that weirdness appeals to me. I'm the biggest Terry G fan.
You know, there's Terry Gilliam weirdness.
Is he brother of Ali G?
Yeah, he is. He's not quite brother. More like second cousins twice removed.
We haven't brought up the Gilliamometer in forever.
Well, that's because I haven't.
He's put out so many.
Yeah,
movies.
You know,
so many movies. We've watched all the movies. He has put out.
No, it's a meter.
Well, no,
I wouldn't
actually say that
movies.
Though. I don't think I've watched every movie he's put out. I've watched quite a few though, but I know there are a bunch that
I have
seen.
A movie that
I definitely
I
haven't watched Jabberwocky. I know that much, and I haven't watched all of the one where what's his face dies. I can't remember what it's called though.
I haven't seen the one that I want to watch, which I haven't seen. Is,
oh, and I want
Fisher
to
King.
I
still haven't watched
that one too. Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it, but not.
I've heard that scene. I've seen that scene with him being chased by the red thing.
Oh, okay.
And he goes like, "What, you see too?"
But anyway, we're talking about Secretary, and overall, it's a great movie. Great acting. They achieve the surprise. I don't know, not surprise, but. Surprise slash freak out slash this is not your normal operating procedure type of factor, which is nice. And yeah,
no, I was waiting for you to finish.
And yeah. No, I was just gonna say that it's a pretty decent movie all told. What were you gonna say, Andrew?
Have you seen Sex Lies on Videotape?
I have seen most of it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you should probably check that out.
Yeah. I've seen... I don't think I've watched all of it, but I've watched a good chunk of it.
So more Soderbergh love right there.
Yeah. And last and definitely least, I watched Broadcast News.
Fucking awesome movie!
This movie stars a bunch of well-known people. Holly Hunter... Albert Brooks, William has to hit them with a stick. What do we call him?
Has to
beat them away with a stick because it hurts. William hurt. That
can
movie.
I be excused from this podcast? I've had enough.
So okay, this movie is about the news media. He's discussed this movie.
Yes.
Okay, have
and
you watched this movie?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You
okay,
have
great.
Watched it?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I love this movie.
Andrew's description of this movie. While he thought he sold the movie, he did not.
This movie is about the news industry, and it serves no purpose. Andrew seems to think that this is a witty and piercing commentary on the news industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And how a man can trick a woman into falling back in love with him.
Yes. No.
That's not this movie.
What movie is
that? That was His Girl Friday.
Oh. Yes, we're talking about...
Broadcast news.
What is Broadcast News?
It's just a movie about... a bunch of guys that all work at a news station. And
I was talking about His Girl Friday last week. Right. That was the one about Cary Grant tricking her into falling. No, different movie.
No. Yeah. No, this movie was more from the, I'd say, 80s than the 80s. The whenever that would have been with Cary Grant.
1940.
Yeah. how do you think that Holly Hunter, Albert Brooks, and William Hurt would be in a movie with Cary Grant?
Son, I heard news.
Don't worry, Douglas. It was during the period where you guys weren't listening to me.
Pretty much.
Because I wasn't here to force you guys to listen to me.
Awesome. So,
I listened to Andrew.
Yeah, so Andrew thinks that this is great commentary, this fantastic movie. I don't understand that, because what I saw when I watched this movie was a meandering, stagnant... nonsensical piece of rubbish. This movie was written, produced, and directed by James L. Brooks, so I know I'm going to get quite a bit of kickback from, well, I know Andrew, but also anybody who has listened to the podcast, because apparently that guy, you know, is revered and is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
You're trashing on a movie in the Criterion Collection.
Hold on. We have to talk about my theory on the Criterion, by the way. But anyway.
No, we don't.
This movie, it seriously, I feel like it's pointless. What it says nothing. It entertains nowhere. It attempts to be a serious movie. I think what Andrew sees and what is kind of glanced over in this movie is that, you know, there are certain ethical dilemmas, and there are people to the extreme, well, on both extremes of you know, certain ethical arguments and certain arguments of what is news and what is not news, and is news the fact that oil is at $80 and that's because OPEC is, you know, driving down prices, or is news, you know, the fact that whatever, you know, it's fluff versus content, substance, you know?
I have one slight thing to say about that whole description as to what is news and such.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing on Facebook a picture, a meme kind of thing, where they had a shot of Obama and he was drinking, they had a shot of him drinking Pepsi. Mm-hmm. To which there was a caption beneath, Fox News, Obama sides with Pepsi. ABC News, Obama decides war on Coca-Cola. MSNBC, Obama is back into the soda companies. BBC, 50 people died in Afghanistan today.
And actually, I think that's a great illustration of what Andrew thinks this movie, or is a big piece of this movie, right? It just irks me,
Douglas,
because
what the problem that you had with this movie and why Andrew loves this movie. We're some of the few crazy people that follows actual news.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Robbins is not.
No.
We've proven this time and again. It should be shameful that Andrew does not care.
Is there a country over there in the right hand side?
If there is
of
movie news, he will follow it to the end of the
of
earth.
Of course.
If I ask Andrew who won the election in Egypt, he won't even know what I'm
talking
about.
Do they have elections?
Right. So that is why he found it poignant and fantastic to see it on film, which is the only way he was ever going to see it.
No, but you see, my problem with it is not that argument the argument was in the movie, or that I either agree or disagree with the argument, or that I care or don't care about the argument. My problem was that if that's what the movie was supposed to be about, or if that's one of the things it was supposed to be about, it failed, because it just seriously brushed over everything. All this movie really was a number of people who worked at the same place, who did a bunch of talking, may have dated for a little while.
There is a bit of a love triangle.
And then didn't date. And then
roll credits.
Ended up with their lives being sorted out for them 40 years later. That's really what this movie was. It didn't have, well, the story wasn't tight at all. It kept meandering. It didn't go anywhere. It felt like so this movie is probably about 2 hours and a half, 2 hours 15 minutes, about there, 2:15, and it felt like it was 2 hours and 15 minutes of a first act. It was just.
Andrew,
obviously,
can you defend this movie, please?
I can very well. At least I'd like to think I can. I'm sure Douglas won't listen to it.
Well, no, I'll try and listen, I will try and retort.
All right. So first of all, this movie, first and foremost, is a romance. I don't like to think of it that way, but it's a romance. It's about Holly Hunter trying to bang William Hurt,
mm-hmm.
and Alba Brooks trying to bang Holly Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the topping of this movie.
Right.
It happens to happen at a news station, and it happens to be with characters like Holly Hunter, who are very passionate about the news and the news, the state of the news industry,
mm-hmm.
right? And then we have all of these other elements intertwined. Albert Brooks plays the well-educated, well-put-together reporter who, if you ask him, he would be you, Damien. If you go to him in a general discussion and ask him 9 out of 10 questions, he can give you a response to them. The 10th question, he might fumble a little bit because he didn't read that book in the last 2 hours. But he knows how to get around, and he knows how to do his stuff. And then now the new coming in, which is William Hurt, is the dumb anchor. The guy who is pretty, so they put him in front of the screen and he tells you what's happening in the news, but he has no fucking clue what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And this all brings about the commentary, which I love. And I mean, I think it is a case, you brought it up, of Douglas agreeing already before he gets into the movie, agreeing with its point about the news industry, about how it's going down the rabbit hole.
No, but what I would say to that, and I'm sorry to cut you, I really shouldn't, but the one thing I would say to that is that whether or not I agree, disagree, or don't give a shit about an argument, if it is in a movie, I'll watch the movie and enjoy the movie if the argument is kind of put in a way that does what any movie is supposed to do, entertain and engage me, which this didn't.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but I'm coming to that.
All right,
right?
Cool.
He came into the movie already knowing that idea, not really knowing that idea that the news industry is going down the shithole, because the world is becoming more and more commercial, and it's more about viewers than it is about actually informing people. So in order to get those viewers, they have to basically sell out the news and make it more fun and more fluffy and put a pretty man in front of the screen for you, as opposed to someone who knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Fun, fluffy.
Yes, that's why we listen to podcasts.
Sad but true.
And that's basically where the movie goes. It continues along the line throughout the movie as showing up why this is happening, why it's all going down, and then we get to the eventual end where we have this ridiculous layoff happening in the office and this insane scene where we see how the best people in the news industry get the worst treatment, and the worst people who can provide that fluffy, pretty, entertaining version get the best treatment,
mm-hmm.
for no reason other than they are that, and the value of that. I find it interesting. I already agreed with that statement before I came in, and I find it interesting. I find it even more interesting that they were able to put that under the coating of a romance movie. The romance is ridiculously schmaltzy. It is ridiculously ditzy at times, and there are some things which, if it didn't have that underlayer which I enjoy so much, I would throw this movie out the water. But I don't know. I connected with it. You know, it kind of got me when I was watching the movie.
Okay.
I do also love the fact that while it isn't the punchiest of movies, there are these small moments where they will take the slightest humor. It more like dramedies where they will accept the fact that we exist in the real world. It's not all about I'm going to be as ridiculous as possible and you're going to laugh at this. They live in the real world, and just like how you and I will have a conversation and we'll interject with a nice little quip which isn't going to level the room. It isn't going to have everyone on the floor laughing immediately. It's just going to give us a chuckle. I feel it's littered throughout the movie, and there are a lot of really great succinct point lines moments. Like even that scene that I was talking to you about, which I think is my favorite scene in the movie, where Holly Hunter comes back to Albert Brooks' place after he's done the weekend anchoring, and they have that discussion where she's going, I think I love William Hurt, and he gets insane because it's obvious he's always liked her, but they've been friends too long for him to easily maneuver into that position. And there are a few lines in that movie within that relationship that I love. There's in the opening scene where, not in the opening scene, in the early in the movie when they're in the hotel rooms, they're on the phone and Albert Brooks is talking, and he starts to say, let's talk about me now. And he says, what if needy was attractive? What if being narcissistic was good? You know, all those things, it just kind of made me love it. There's during that confrontational scene, I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, talking about he ends up with how this confrontation takes so much out of him, and he says, I've never done this before, do anyone win these kind of arguments? You know, he kind of has that moment where he tells the girl, this is how much I love you and this is what I think of us, and he's basically fighting for her to choose him, and that's his statement at the end. Do anyone really win these arguments? And without even getting verification from Holly Hunter, it's just a wonderful self moment in that scene. And I think the movie is littered with so many beautiful moments like that, all added to the nice the undercurrent of the news commentary. Yes, I don't think it worked for you, and I'm sorry. It kind of reminded me of this great article I read a few years back on, I think it was Film School Rejects, where he was talking about watching movies with friends.
Film School Rejects, eh?
Watching movies with friends, and how sometimes you will sit down with your friends and watch a movie you love already to introduce them to it, and you can see how much they are hating the experience.
I actually read that that article.
And how it feels to be... I could feel your hatred of that movie while we were watching it. And it was so weird for me.
But you know what, though? With all of what I've said, right? I really did not like that movie. But I see its potential. I think that that movie and that sort of story that they were trying to sell could work, but they would have to tighten up a lot of stuff. I think it 2 hours and 15 minutes is about an hour way too long.
I feel like this is right? a lot more civil version Rachel of McAdams, our Avengers discussion.
Rachel McAdams and Harrison Ford.
I know, yeah. And that's about
equally
that's
as good in your opinion.
No, well, all right. I don't know where you stand on that film.
The movie's terrible.
Okay, thanks. That's where I stand on it as well. So, I would not put this film on that level.
Okay.
It's a little bit above that level, but it's definitely, it hasn't passed the 50% mark.
I think this means right? we have to put this to Damon now. This is his homework
wait,
for
wait,
the
wait, wait, hold
he
on.
He says that this movie is like that Harrison Ford, is a little better than the Harrison Ford Rachel McAdams movie, which is horrendous. it's not looking very good for a movie.
Yeah, but hold on, before we even keep trashing the movie, which I will after I say this one good thing about the movie. I think it had a lot of potential to be good, if, you know, like I said, certain things were tightened, certain stories were
thrown out.
No, not really thrown out, but if it was...
They waste a lot of time.
No, they waste a lot of time, so cut out a lot of the fat. But also, I mean, there were genuinely good moments in this film. You know how this movie really didn't work when I started out? loving this movie. I started out thinking this movie was great.
From the
because,
child scene?
Yes. There was essentially an intro to the movie where they kind of introduce you to every, or at least the main players, and they introduce you to them when they're children. And it's kind of this joke, right? What they're really telling you is, listen, this is the type of person that can become a producer. This is the type of person that can become an anchor, right? So you need to be really stupid, but really pretty to become an anchor, right? But
everybody
knows that, exactly. So they paint a picture of a really stupid but really pretty child, and they keep doing this for the big three, for William Hurt, for Holly Hunter, and for Albert Brooks. I got it. And I just wanted
to say his name.
I know
I
you
love
did.
Him that much.
I know you do. Actually, I really like Albert Brooks. But and those intros were spot on. They were funny, but not laugh out loud funny. And it was a great start to, you know, any story. And then they kind of got into the story, and once they got into the actual movie, it kind of fell off from there, because you kind of keep waiting and waiting and waiting to be swept, I don't want to say swept away, but to become engaged, to be a part of the movie, to feel like you're enjoying the movie, that you're there, but that just never happened. You keep saying, okay, when is this going to get to the meat of the matter, and you keep looking at your watch and you keep saying, what's happening? And that's really where this movie fell down. So the actual story, the actual A, B, C plus F equals G type of details of the movie could have worked and could have made a pretty decent story and a pretty decent movie. But I think it just meandered too much. It wasted a lot of time to get to where it was going. And when it got there, you didn't feel the payoff.
I say you're wrong.
I say this will have to come down to a tiebreaker. I think I'm just the man to do it.
You're just the man to do it.
But that is it for me. I am done with the things that I have watched. I watched
done
nothing
with movies
else.
Forever. I've seen the last one. That's it. It's a wrap.
But there's still The Dark Knight Rises.
They'll have to put out more, or Douglas won't have anything left to watch. Except probably Middle Crossing. All right, Andrew. You say you watch some movies, right?
I watch some movies. All right, first of all, let's start with the horrendous movie that I'll talk about, just to throw it out.
Wait, sorry, Andrew hasn't started talking about this
movie. I haven't started talking about movies.
Wow.
We went off on broadcast news for a while.
Well, it's not just broadcast news, because I noticed that Damien, at the half-hour mark, Damien hadn't finished his movies. So, both of us, clearly, Damien took a half-hour, I took a half-hour.
We had, like,
no, it's time for you to take a half-hour. Yeah, that's true.
But anyways, that's...
That intro wasn't ridiculous.
It was the right size, right? As we say, I'm here. So I traveled overseas to get here. And one of the things that I believe is a crucial part of being on a plane is in-flight movies. And they have to be bad, don't they? I saw 1,000 Words.
Can I leave? I don't want to hear this. I don't want to look, guys. You guys have to believe me. I still love Eddie Murphy, right? But is Eddie Murphy before, I think, 1994? Before he decided that Disney movies were a good idea, like right after Beverly Hills Cop, kind of checked out.
Yeah.
But no matter how much trash, I mean, Pluto Nash. What was it, Norbit or what?
Mm-hmm. Norbit, Meet Dave.
He's come in
Oscar-winning Norbit.
He's come in so much trash that I find it difficult to hang on to the fact that, you know, he did good things. There's so somewhere inside of the Eddie Murphy everyone is seeing now is good Eddie Murphy, right? And I have to believe I listen to the old albums, right? They're still funny.
They are.
I watch Beverly Hills Cop now and again. It's still funny.
Can I tell you? Even I think I wonder if it is because he has done such bad things I can't even say recently anymore. Such bad things for a long time that when I watch pretty notoriously bad movies of his, such as, you know, Beverly Hills Cop 3, mm-hmm. I still like it because
it is nowhere near.
Yeah, as bad as what he's come to know.
If we knew that he was going to become so horrendous, we wouldn't have rated that movie so harshly. All right, so tell me, you have 10 words. Get ready.
Perfect. Oh, perfect.
How bad is this movie? You have 10 words.
I think about this.
You don't. It doesn't have to be a sentence. You can just spit out adjectives. But you get 10 because I don't really want to hear. We all know that Eddie Murphy movies are bad, right? You don't have to go down this road. Come, 10.
Let's go. 10 words.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when a train hits nothing worthwhile.
Worthwhile is one word, dumbass.
I counted worthwhile as one.
No, you didn't. No, you said worthwhile.
Yeah. It's like a train hits nothing worthwhile.
No. All right, I give myself an extra word then. Yes. You know, it's like two leaves just popped up on my tree. Clark Duke. There.
Oh. All right. There you have it. Andrew's patented 10-word review.
There's actually a site which does things like that, which I find cool.
Next movie.
onto more interesting thing we were talking about. I also watched Broadcast News again. The movie was awesome. I saw this movie called The FP.
Have you heard of it? Oh yeah, we saw the trailer and we wanted to, where their breakdance fight.
It's DDR fighting, yes, in a post-apocalyptic
Holy
future.
Shit, I want to watch that movie. Please tell me it's good.
Okay, so this movie is horrendous. However, it is the right kind of horrendous.
Yes!
If you are one of the people out there who enjoyed watching the 90s Mortal Kombat movies because you wanted to see, like, ridiculous soundtracks of people having battles and dying for no reason.
Hey, guys.
But you thought it would be better if instead of actually fighting, they played DDR.
This might be the best premise since that Santa Claus movie we saw. This is good stuff.
I mean, it's not my favorite horrible movie, to be honest. It's not my favorite.
Guys,
right?
Airborne will never be this
one. But I can tell you for sure, Damien, you need to see this movie.
Oh my god,
right?
I want to watch this movie so bad.
It was just released on Blu-ray by Drafthouse Films. And I really wanted to check it out because I saw Drafthouse was offering this service. I don't know if you heard about this. Where you could sign up for their service. I think it's like 100, 120 US a year. Mm-hmm. And you get like 10 movies that they release on through their studio, mm-hmm, throughout the year on Blu-ray or DVD. You select which one you like. Maybe, mm-hmm, maybe you're one of the people out there who don't have a Blu-ray player yet. I don't know who you are, but
you should probably stop watching movies.
And along with that, you get a free digital download of that film as well as a free set soundtrack to that film if it comes out.
Sounds like a pretty good deal, even if it's terrible.
And the only thing that made me worry about it was that Drafthouse, being a smaller studio, they tend to pick up very weird movies.
Yes.
So I wanted to gauge their brand of weird before I signed up for
movies.
This series.
I love very weird movies.
I think, I can't remember which movies they, I know they've released Bullhead, which I still haven't watched, mm-hmm, but that's supposed to be a revered foreign
they
film.
They picked up the FP, which I saw that trailer,
mm-hmm,
and
I think they picked up 30, Best Worst Movie at one point.
For about 30 seconds, I thought that it was a fake trailer. Like, nobody's this stupid. But it was real.
I know which movie they did. No, they didn't pick up. They just played it at a theater and promoted it. That was Attack the Block. But that wasn't them who released it. Anyways.
Everybody watched that movie here, right?
I've seen it, yeah.
That movie was kind of disappointing.
I want to revisit it. It seems like it was one that would grow on me.
It's, yeah, that's actually, I agree with that, but the first time I watched it,
I think it's a hype that killed it more than it being bad.
I skipped all of those steps. I love it.
Anyways, the FP, ridiculously bad movie, but it knows it's being bad, and it is ridiculously hilarious in its own way.
It's been so long since I've had one of those.
People die in DDR fights, and it's called 1870. And you see them like literally fall down, and they'll have their death scene where they'll give their final speech. Like the opening scene, you see the hero Jatro and his brother. Jatro and his brother, I think his name is Beatro, but I could be wrong in that. And they go to their battle, and Beatro dies.
Of course,
he 187s. And throughout the rest of the movie, you just see a picture of Beatro with a cross of like 187. They have to have the montage of him training after, because when that happens, he gives up DDR. It's not called DDR, it's called something else, but whatever. He gives up DDRing for the rest of his life, and they have the guy come back later, a year later, with him at a lumberyard. With him at a lumberyard in the middle of nowhere. Just it is the perfect movie for you, David. Oh,
sounds so good. So good.
Anyways, there is one other thing I want. Oh no, two other things I want to bring up. I've been watching this new TV show that's coming out on IFC. I know Damien's been watching it. Douglas hasn't really seen much of it yet, but he promised me he's going to watch it. I've been watching Comedy Bang Bang, which has started airing on IFC.
Did you listen to the podcast before?
Before it started to air. And it's a new talk show, comedy talk show, based on the podcast idea. But to me, it seems more like a more scripted, more...
Yeah.
Because intellectual comedy.
They have to put a lot more madness inside.
Yeah. I mean, they try to do the interview bit a bit more, but it's more obvious than the podcast, where they're pretty much making sure to get the weird, structured comedy bits in there. And I love it for that.
It's pretty good.
A pretty hilarious show. I love the second episode with the credits. I won't say much because Douglas hasn't seen it. Also, another show I've been watching, I've started recently to try and get back into anime. I used to love anime when I was in college. I broke away from it for a long time. I mean, there's still anime movies we talk about, which were like Miyazaki movies. And
I did watch a Miyazaki movie.
And a lot of
movie.
I still haven't watched it. I want to watch it. And a lot of movies that we will still watch now and we talk about, but not... to the vein that, like, we used to watch Bleach every week,
yes,
and Naruto every
Dragon
week,
Ball
and,
Z.
And that stuff I don't want to talk about. Anyways, there's a new
Bankai.
One series and movies that I have loved forever, and there are so many of it in the anime world, is Lupin the Third. To me, it's like my James Bond for you. It's my James Bond. Like how you are to James Bond, Lupin is to me.
Sure.
He's just the most entertaining, whimsical, lovely, amazing thief out there. And the comedy just works well for me. There's a new series which just started called...
Is it still drawn in the same style?
It's a whole different style.
Ah, God damn it.
That's what I kind of like. It's a different... It still has the same art to it, but it's completely... It's kind of like... I don't know if you ever saw it. Did you ever watch the Helsing OVAs? The Helsing Ultimate? Okay, or whatever. It's a ridiculously dark series to it, to be honest. It still has a lot of the comedy and whimsy, but it's a very interesting, I consider, made-up character structure, character origin for Fujiko, the chick. And it creates a lot of crazy-ass things. There's one episode left to be aired, and I'm really enjoying it. Anyone out there who likes anime, still watching it, you should check it out. I will give the warning to some of you, if this bothers you at all, that there is a lot of nudity in this episode, especially in this show, especially in the opening credits.
Cartoon nudity.
I mean,
you do that.
I find that really weird about Lupin, because I've watched a lot of Lupin, and I find, especially with the movies, it's kind of like on off that there'll be childish PG to ridiculous nudity R rating in a Lupin movie. I know they can, but I'm just saying it's kind of weird that they would have that kind of thing.
So here he comes, right on time, and he has class.
Hey guys, I'm going to guess Juggernaut is going to be a terrible movie.
So trailers this week, we could talk about the new Broken Lizard movie that's got a trailer, The Baby Makers.
So
3 years.
I know, right?
Well,
I'm totally ready.
You're ready to be a dad?
A dad? What? I thought we were talking about anal.
Kind of worried.
I've been working my ass off for 9 months trying to get you pregnant.
Something's wrong. Is he even ejaculating properly? Because I read on the internet that guys are totally faking it. How do guys fake it? You know, they like keep a bike bottle in the bed and then they squirt it all over your back. I saw it on YouTube.
Damien being the biggest Broken Lizard fan here.
Wait, no. I just wanted to say that I was a Broken Lizard fan before any of you bitches.
Before Damien was born.
Yes, before Damien was born.
Douglas also burnt his phone.
What?
That's a good callback. But the pod won't work on the podcast because that didn't happen while we were
that
recording.
That is only for you. I don't care about the podcast. I don't care for anyone else.
I'm confused.
Good.
And I'm guessing you don't want me to explain.
I do not under any circumstances. Inside joke.
So since Douglas has burnt his tongue, that means Damon has to talk.
Right. So, guys, do you know how I love Super Troopers?
Do you?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Un poquito.
How much do you love Super Troopers? Is there something about this podcast and Super Troopers that we should know?
Right. So, while Andrew has officially unnamed this podcast, I have named it Super Troopers is what I have named this podcast.
Please don't tell the Broken Lizard guys. I don't want to have to pay royalties.
Paying homage to the Broken Lizard classic, timeless classic, Super Troopers. Now, as much as I love Super Troopers, there's other movies they've made that I don't love quite as much. But they rectified that with Bearfest, which is...
Well, no, I want to cut in here and I want to argue... That mm-hmm. Let's take a look at their movies.
Right,
we've got Super Troopers, fan fucking tastic.
Mm-hmm. Probably Bearfest, the best movie of all.
Probably the best. Bearfest definitely a strong number two.
Their best movie.
You're looking on the actor.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a good way to go.
That's, no,
I can tell you.
No,
what the
I can are. Tell you what the movies are, and that's why I'm just going mm-hmm. through them. I know there's one that I'm missing out, but that's for a specific reason.
Because you don't want...
I'm going to put it after so that you realize how many good ones there are versus how many bad ones there are.
Okay.
So you've got Super Troopers, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Bearfest, which is also great.
Right.
You've got Slammin'
movies.
Salmon, which is pretty decent.
Which is 8 out of 10.
Right? Yeah. Those are the big three.
Right.
Then you've got the one movie that they did that wasn't really good, Club Dread.
I have never heard of Club Dread.
Exactly.
I don't even know
so,
what you're talking
so
about.
Those are the four movies that they've done so far. 3 out of 4, that's a really good.
But Olivia Munn,
batting average.
I'm not a big fan of Olivia Munn.
Nobody cares about Olivia Munn, right? All she has to do is look pretty, and talk about babies, which can't be that difficult. She was on Attack of the Show for years. That job had to be hard, right? It must have trained her to do. It's not that hard, I don't think. And she doesn't look terribly in this. Looks. Like, she's doing an okay job, but none of that matters. Because they're making another movie, and it looks fun. Right? The premise is ridiculous, as they are wont to do. He's going to steal back his sperm from a sperm bank. Which, I don't even know, I don't want to know how much weed need to be smoked in order for you to even think.
But isn't that a requirement of watching most of their movies?
Yes, but I think they could rival Snoop Dogg in terms of amount of weed smoked. But this looks... Oh, it looks so funny. And they have all the right people in there. I cannot wait. Guys, if you love Super Troopers, or if you love Bearfest, which you cannot help but love, there's a Das Boot joke in that movie that is so perfect, it is unbelievable. I cannot wait. I don't know if the trailer was good or not. I was too busy laughing at the fact that they're making another movie. Just the concept is good enough. Douglas, I hear that you like a few of their movies as well. It's one or two.
Damien, I like their movies so much that I so much that if you were to play Club Dread for me, which is a horrible movie, I would probably love it. No, honestly, I ever since I watched Super Troopers, I watched it way back in 2004. I've been kind of hooked to these guys. Anytime I hear anything about them, I immediately go to the DVD store, Amazon, wherever. However, I have special? To find. No, I haven't.
Holy shit. Hold on. Do they do it together?
Yeah, all of them.
Of course. Come out on sketch show.
No, all of them come out on stage one at a time and tell stories about each other and about, you know, some how they met and some of the madness that they went through, and it is spectacular.
Oh, Kirsten, I'm sure you will know the answer to this question completely separate apart from what we're talking about. Key and Peele. I'm assuming they do stand up.
No, they don't.
They don't? So they just came together
They were on Mad TV together, and then they were...
So Mad TV did serve a purpose.
Yes. And then they did, like, one or two shows separate from each other, but then they came together.
Oh, can I just backtrack way back just for a little bit?
As long as one I don't have to edit back.
No, you don't have to edit, but I just want to make mention that another one of the reasons why I love the 5-year engagement so much is because both Key and Peele are in that movie.
Both Key and Peele are in Wanderlust.
Wanderlust
like
looks really funny.
Right. Me and Douglas, we saw the first 20 or something.
It looks pretty funny.
And it looks really good. I told you guys.
Oh, wait, hold on. So then, was it that movie that I'm thinking about? Were they in the 5-year engagement?
I don't remember.
No, they weren't. Okay, you know what? Sorry. Apologies. I was thinking of Wanderlust.
Okay. All right, because I saw Wanderlust.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of Wanderlust where they were, because I only just saw it.
Key,
so I
very, very, very small cameo.
He was in.
And not even, you can't even call it cameo.
He was in the HBO meeting where they said, giving penguins. Right. So he was in there, and Peele was the African American.
Peele is the tall one, right?
No, Key is the tall one.
Okay.
Is the other one. And Peele was the one that they had. Right, he was the boyfriend at the.
Yeah.
The black boyfriend
at the commune.
At the commune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
He's African American.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you sure that movie falls off a cliff? Because the first 20 minutes was really cool.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. But Paul Rudd's hilarious. And you like Paul Rudd, too.
No, I like how Paul Rudd looks.
Oh.
Once again, as I make a sexist statement, woman logic.
Yo, honestly, though, Andrologic isn't much better.
That's probably true.
Can I probably follow woman logic? I have no idea.
Anyways, we were talking about the trailer for Baby Makers.
Right. So, you don't like that trailer? Oh, no.
What? I think I'm legally obliged to fall over backwards for that trailer. That trailer is awesome, no matter how bad that trailer is. all you needed to say was Broken Lizard, new movie, and then the date. That's all I needed for that trailer for me. So, you guys can talk whatever you want to talk.
From the director of Super Troopers and Barefist. On board.
On board immediately.
I mean, I still have worries because of Olivia Munn, but whatever.
Olivia, she was in that cameo in Iron Man, but she's done nothing else. Why don't you like her?
All right. The thing about Olivia Munn, right? And even when she was on Attack of the Show.
No, actually, right? I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, she was also in another movie by the name of... Not You Again?
I didn't see that one.
Was it You Again?
I didn't watch that one.
The one with Veronica Mars.
Yeah, that was You Again.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
She wasn't the horrible woman?
No, that was Yvette Yvonne is something. That was not Olivia Munn.
She did have a small role in Slamming Salmon. I remember that.
Right. And she showed up there too. And
but that was so small that didn't matter.
Right. It's the same thing with Iron Man. So what is it about her that you don't like?
All right, the thing about her I don't like, and even when she was on Attack of the Show, I didn't like this about her.
Mm-hmm.
She comes off so much as this person who is trying so hard to work into this demographic just because she sees a market in it, as opposed to actually being funny or sincerely being this person. And in this movie, it continues to look so insincere, as to what she's doing.
Oh.
She doesn't come off as funny.
You don't like her as a person.
and it ends up getting in the way of her being funny to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like
I understand what you're trying to say. Right, she's pandering. That's what she's doing.
Nerds like the idea that there is a hot girl out there who like what nerds like. And I don't believe that she likes anything nerds like. And she's just found a market. And when she goes home at night, she goes, "Ah, now I can stop saying all those things.
Let me wash all the nerd off me."
I kind of hope that when she left Attack of the Show, she would go and be whoever she really was.
Oh, she's actually left?
Yeah, she's been gone.
I don't follow that show ever anymore.
On Earth.
I remember I used to love me and you actually both used to watch that show. I used to love it when it was, you know.
Funny enough, I remember people talking about this. Kevin Pereira was on Nerdist, and he's just left. So I'm kind of had his final show, and I'm kind of interested to go and watch that episode just because of how big he was to that.
Yeah, he. As far as I'm concerned, he is Attack of the Show.
And he was talking about it, and he's like, "Look, guys. All of G4's shows, X-Play and our show, we market to 16-year-olds. And there are always more 16-year-olds coming around. So when you have passed the mark and you've gone, I'm done with this, there are more 16-year-olds coming on tuning in. So they get what they're doing. And I like that about it. So I'm okay with it."
I don't know what I mean.
I love screensavers.
And so many times
they took screensavers off the air and went, "Yo, I'm out." I'm out.
And that channel has been through so many transitions.
Hate this trailer because you hate Olivia.
Let me go back to the trailer then.
Right.
I have words for the movie because of Olivia Munn.
Right.
Going back to the trailer, I wasn't a big fan of the trailer, and I think it was because of the Olivia Munn thing. But now that I've rewatched it with you guys, for some reason, the moment that the Broken Lizard gang appear in the trailer, I kind of have this thing going, maybe it might turn around.
Yeah, these guys might be funny.
Especially seeing Jay
Chandra Dreadscar.
I love him. He's my favorite of the crew.
Yeah, he is. I think he's the most
standout.
No, standout isn't the well, he does stand out, but because he is the most kind of effusive?
Eccentric.
Not eccentric, but like,
he always plays the weirdest characters of all of them. He was the hooker in Bearfest.
Yes, he was.
Unbelievable.
Oh my god, he was the,
and in Super Troopers,
the
was
sergeant.
Mexican.
He was very race neutral because he was like, "Everybody thinks I'm Mexican, but I'm not." And then they're like, "You're not Mexican?"
Yeah, so I will probably watch this movie, but
I think you might watch it.
Really?
But you might watch a Broken Lizard movie.
No, honestly, if he doesn't watch it, I'm going to travel to Trinidad with the Blu-ray in hand and timed on and force him to watch it.
Is this because I made you watch Broadcast?
He's going to watch any Broken Lizard movie that comes out.
Honestly, I don't trust him for that because do you know how hard a time I had to get this guy to watch Broken Lizard and to continue to watch Broken Lizard after he had watched Super Troopers? Because I don't think he likes Super Troopers that much.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He really doesn't.
And
Bearfest,
I don't know why.
You are a crazy person. Nope. Incorrect again.
No, they're very close.
See, the
but Super Troopers is better.
The intern is fact
to me, guys. Super Troopers might be a perfect.
Anyways, guys. Moving on to the next trailer.
Right.
Taken 2 got a trailer.
Surprise!
Oh my god. I was just leaving you a message.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you succeeded. Welcome to East Temple.
Mom, look at this. Oh, it's beautiful. Dad's the best, huh?
Yes, he is.
He's here. I want all three of them alive.
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother is going to be taken. People are going to come for you, too.
What are you going to do?
What I do best.
And being one of the movies that when we started this podcast that I think we talked about continuously for about 20 episodes. Yeah. I want to start with Douglas. What did you think of this trailer?
This trailer is bad. It shows me that it's going to be a bad movie. However, I have this thing named brand loyalty, and so I'm going to watch it anyway. That's what I have to say about that trailer.
Hey guys, you remember how in the first trailer he had that awesome line?
and everybody
wanted to watch it.
Well, no, he doesn't say it again. He kind of just references it.
You can see where they tried really hard to get one of those lines in this trailer, and it didn't really work. But what they did correct, which I commend them for, despite them not really having anything to do with it, is at the start of the trailer and at the end of the trailer, there's Taken. And then there's a part two at the end. And they had some people being shot in the middle, which nobody cares about. Liam Neeson showed up. And there's another Taken. So, yeah. This trailer really is bad.
It does look
so
bad.
It is bad. Hey, Liam Neeson shoots 900 people.
I'm sorry.
And they take his wife. That is the best you guys could come. It's called Taken. You couldn't come up with any. I think they knew that people were going to watch it regardless, so they went, what's the worst trailer we can put out? Look, we know people going to come and see it, right? So let us just tempt fate, right? Let's put out this terrible trailer and see how many people come. And I'm going to watch it. I'm on board.
You know you're on board.
It's so bad, though.
I'm sorry, I still can't get over the whole thing that they're back in Europe. I know you guys kind of seem to have made a logical explanation as to how it happened.
No, they made a logical... The people who are making this movie came up with some nonsense.
But wouldn't you even think, regardless, that after the experience of Taken One,
hey guys,
wouldn't want to go back to
Europe? I left the country and got kidnapped. I don't think I'm doing this again.
Kidnapped, raped, drugged, sold off, trying to be sold off as a sex slave. I'm coming back to Europe because
if
I want
all
some
they
more
had to
those.
Do is go. You know what probably happened? I'm pretty sure.
Her best friend got killed. Her best friend died.
The Russian government probably subsidizing the hell out of this movie for it to be shot in Russia.
No, that's probably what happened. I know.
And so they came up with some harsh shit reason to get it there.
No, definitely. I mean, the Russian government, specifically that city in Russia named Berlin.
Right, Berlin, Russia.
The Russian government is really paying top dollar for
top
this
euro.
Top euro.
What are you going to call that? That won't make a lot of sense.
That one makes perfect sense. That one makes perfect sense. Alright? What is even more funny is that Andrew does not realize that Russia is not part of the euro.
No, I think... and that Berlin perhaps is not a city in Russia.
Russia doesn't use euros.
But they're in Europe.
Yes, but they are not in the European Union.
Where does Russia fall under then?
Russia.
They fall under Russia. And they have their own prince. I just imagine on the map, you see Europe,
okay,
Asia.
Andrew, wait. Andrew, you have to realize that, first of all, Europe is not a country.
I understand
what you're saying. I want to say Russia is in Europe. It is a European country. But it doesn't use the euro, because what the euro is, it's a denomination of money that is used by people who are in the European Union, and not everybody is in there. For example,
two
big countries that weren't in there but are now in there. Actually, I'm not sure.
I feel like I'm learning something.
Turkey was not in there. Turkey, I think, is about to get in there. Poland was not in there. I think they just got in there.
Russia will never ever be a part.
So there are a lot of European countries who actually do not use the euro and are not a part of the euro.
But hold on, one moment.
Not, of course,
to save myself for sounding stupid, because I do that naturally, anyways. Didn't I say in Europe, anyways?
Wait,
didn't I say that Russia was in Europe? Not
I'm confused as to what you're making fun of me for at this point. Well, really and truly, really,
they don't use the
euro. Well, really and truly,
that's why I made the euro joke.
the thing about it is, I'm not sure exactly how we got to this point, right? But Damien made a joke about so I said, you know, Russia paid top dollar for this, and then Damien said no, they paid top euro for it,
right? To keep on with the Berlin joke,
exactly. So
and then you went back to Andrew probably doesn't know that.
Exactly. Okay,
exactly.
And that's when I realized that Andrew was not following why that was funny.
Yeah, I get that though. No, I feel even stupider. And everyone out there knows I'm stupider now. That I didn't even get that joke. Have we finished talking about this trailer?
I have. I finished a long time ago.
The last trailer I wanted to talk about is...
Aren't you glad you came back here?
I'm happy you're back here.
We're so nice. Teach all of. So nice.
The last trailer I want to talk about is this latest film starring Ben Stiller, Jonah Hill, Richard Ayoade, and Vince Vaughn, The Watch.
Kaboom! Let's loosen it up.
After that short sort of breaking of the ice portion of
I'm sorry to be the squeaky wheel, but wouldn't it be more fun to actually break ice into little cubes and then pour some scotch over them?
A few years ago, I wanted to become a member of the Glenview Police Department.
You're a homicidal maniac.
Wasn't feeling the vibe.
I have this one scenario in my mind. Sexy Asian housewife, alone at night. Best call the neighborhood watch. And then she sucks my...
Okay, well... I'm also interested in that happening to me.
You pronounce the E in that name?
I always say Ayoade. I don't know if it's right.
Ayoade just sounds so much weirder than Ayode. But then again, Ayode is a...
Someone out there, please tell me if I'm wrong.
No.
Fact checker, any thoughts? Okay. Fact checker says I doesn't say I'm wrong, which means I'm right. I like to use that logic.
Some sparkling logic there.
Alright, so I watched this trailer. Actually, this is... the second trailer I've seen of them. I saw a different trailer in front of, I think it was the Avengers, and I watched this trailer with you guys just a while ago, and this was the second one. There are very many reasons why I need to watch this movie, none of which are really the trailer. Ben Stiller, generally I like Ben Stiller, so if I see him in a movie, more than likely I'll be a little bit tempted. I mean, for example, Tower Heist I was not, but this trailer looks pretty decent. You've got Jonah Hill, who I like. You've got Richard Ayoade, who while I've only seen him in one thing, I adore him in that thing, which is the IT Crowd.
He did direct Submarine.
Sorry?
He's a guy.
Why would you tell me that? Why?
I think he wrote it as well. I could be wrong about that.
Andrew, get out. but
I do want a BlackBerry.
But also, you know, in it, you've got Vince Vaughn in that movie, and you've got a bunch of other, you know, interesting people in the trailer who make me want to watch this movie because so many interesting people are attached to it. So many people I like. Also, it's reminiscent of Attack the Block, which, even though I was disappointed with it, I still thought was a pretty decent movie, and I still thought had the potential to be an even greater movie, which I hope this one can be. So I really, really want to watch this film. And that's really all I have to say about this.
Andrew?
This is
a
long line of trailers I've seen for this film. I think I've seen all of them that come out, and there have been a lot. I wrote off this movie when I first saw the trailer because all it was basically the four of these guys in the van going, "We're neighborhood watch," and they have this weird manner to them going like, "We know we're living in the suburbs and we're wealthy set people," or whatever they are, and we're part of the neighborhood watch, which is basically trying to be the police, but we're dealing with children throwing eggs at us kind of deal. And that seemed ridiculously stupid to me. So I wrote this off as one of those comedies where these guys just kind of wanted to hang out for 2 months.
Well, no, it's not that I want to hang out. I think it's
kind of any comedy. Think back to a comedy that you adore with Seth Rogen. And Peña, Michael Peña. What the hell is the name of that movie?
The Security Watch
or something like that, yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
Observe and Report. That, I think, is exactly where this is coming from, in the sense that these people completely overvalue themselves in terms of the service that they provide to the community. I think that they see themselves as the police force when they are, you know, extremely lowly, as opposed to what you were saying a while ago. And I think that is where a lot of the humor is going to come from. Especially when, in overvaluing, and everybody knows that they're overvaluing themselves, they kind of flip it and become the people who, well, not, they probably don't really save anybody, but they kind of, you know, have all of these incursions with aliens, I'm sure.
I like a good, fun monster movie.
Yeah.
And it helps that, you know, they have a lot of people that I respect as comedians doing this. This is the only trailer I've seen of this movie. It looks kind of fun. I'll pretty much watch anything Jonah Hill is in now.
Have you seen 21 Jump Street yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow.
How did you like it?
The movie's great.
Thank you.
It is stupid.
I love that last scene, though.
Douglas, have you seen it?
No, I just wanted to say it.
The last scene. I loved it.
From the movie started,
the new Hot Fuzz to me.
It is unbelievably stupid. that scene when they got to the principal that first time, you go, there's no way they're going to continue at this level of stupidity. And it keeps ramping up further and further. And even though
the explosions joke,
look, Ice Cube couldn't ruin that movie. And that
Ice Cube was in that movie?
Yeah.
Wow. And that is impressive.
Wow.
Right? I think he actually helped it a bit.
Jonah Hill was in The Sitter. I thought that The Sitter was going to be trash.
The Sitter was trash.
No, you are incorrect. I love that.
Really? I like that thing Phil Spotting has been saying. Why did Judd Apatow have to break David Gordon Green? I want my old David Gordon Green back before Judd Apatow broke
it. That is nice.
You guys are seeing this and you've only seen this angle of the movie. I saw it before they introduced the whole alien bit and it giving the Attack the Block vibe, and I've completely turned around from being holy shit I can't take another Ben Stiller movie to I'm willing to go and watch this movie now. It looks like it could be ridiculously awesome. And just like we were saying earlier, I'm willing to give Attack of the Block another chance, even though it didn't quite hit 100 for me like everyone on the internet was claiming it would.
I love that movie. I don't know what you guys didn't see, but I certainly enjoyed that movie a whole lot. So good.
It was okay.
So stupid.
You see, I think that's what it. I think that movie was just really overhyped. And so when I went in expecting Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, fantasticness, it really just gave me a pretty decent movie, which I then undervalued to a fairly average disappointing movie. So I think, as Andrew says, if I watch it again with that in mind, then, you know, so I could really enjoy it.
Nere från stan.
Det ska finnas en metronom här inne. Hitta den.
with this week, with me flying back here and doing the podcast with you guys live, as opposed to being over the internet, sitting down in my room alone with my headset on.
And not doing it live.
Not doing it live.
Not live at all.
Not live at all. Mm-hmm. We're actually very dead.
Yeah, you sent a pre-recording. And we just...
Yeah. I spoke to Douglas like a couple of days before I was coming, and I'm saying I wanted to record on this day, but you haven't picked a movie yet. And at that point, Douglas quickly went, holy shit, it's my turn. This, finally, and I quickly got an email, we're reviewing Sound of Noise.
Yeah.
If you remember, Damien...
Which I was jumping for joy.
If you remember, Damien, I introduced you guys to this trailer a few months back.
And it was terrific.
And this movie has taught me a very important lesson, Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, ironically, show Douglas trailers. Right? Because remember when I showed it to him...
Mm-hmm.
It was the kind of trailer where I immediately jumped to Douglas and went, there's a soundtrack. What did you think of this trailer?
Right.
And he said, there's a soundtrack. I love this trailer.
The irony was lost on me, Andrew. Lost completely.
Wasn't this
completely.
The movie that they did essentially a music video of them rock?
Right.
Right. So when I saw Douglas pick this, I went, sweet Jesus, yes. I can't wait to see this.
Right.
And I did.
Actually, it'd be one of the few times Damien's come to the podcast and he hasn't seen the movie we've been talking, we're about to talk about.
Yeah, I'm actually upset because there's always a big story behind why Damien doesn't watch a movie, and I think my favorite story is when I asked us to watch, what was the name of the movie? It's a French movie, but it had something to do with grass in Wild Grass.
Mm-hmm.
Was the name of the movie? And then Damien comes and he says, "I'm ready to talk about this movie." And Andrew starts talking about it, and then Damien says, "Hold on, that's not the movie that I saw. I saw Leaves of Grass with Ed Norton.
I remember that episode. We had Meryl Barr on, and we ended up getting into an argument, and we said, you know what? Let's just all talk about 127 Hours.
Cause yeah.
We all saw that week.
My bad.
Anyway.
That's not the case, you see.
So we've now seen The Sound of Noise. Busy. The internet tells me I'm wrong, which means I have to defer to Douglas and ask him, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, wow. The internet tells you that you're wrong about your opinion on this movie?
It's
never happened before.
Wow. No, I'm actually not even saying that ironically because...
Yeah, I went to Twitter and Twitter responded in kind.
Because, honestly...
Didn't talk about this.
Damien
is now on Twitter, everyone. We had our lunch today. Our Fantasy League lunch. And to which I stole Damien's phone and I signed him up for Twitter. So everyone follow him. He's Damien_White. White spelled WHYTE.
And Damien is spelled with an O.
Spelled with an O. Hopefully he'll actually use
right.
it and not just
and
ignore
that's
it.
O-D-A-M.
Oh, shut up. You know Damien
the
can be spelled with an E.
Or an A.
Or an A, yeah. So
it's no longer the fake Damien White account that
the
we
D
talked
is
about
silent.
At one point.
Oh wow, that Damien account was fantastic.
DJ.
I think they got Damien down to a T.
Yeah, it makes sense since the person who was doing it knew me for years.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Anyways, back to Sound of Noise.
Sound of Noise. It's funny that the internet hates you for this because actually, I don't think I'm at your level. But I kind of agree with you in a sense. I was disappointed with this movie.
I would disagree by default. I've been out on this movie.
I was disappointed. Whenever
that
trailer was fantastic.
Right,
but can
knew
I tell you
that the movie couldn't have stretched that?
Yeah, yeah.
No. My issue is there's something about the movie which is nowhere in the trailer, and the premise and the story that it puts out.
Mm-hmm.
But as a separate trailer...
It's so far. It's one of those movies where it goes so far in logic
mm-hmm.
and in what it does that if at any point in the beginning you don't jump on that train...
Yeah, you're gone.
There's that second trailer that I saw that
oh, I didn't see the second one.
Actually happens. It wasn't just a pretty music video.
Oh, okay.
To madness. They actually showed pretty much what happened in this movie. And I thought it was... as ridiculous as the first trailer. I was still interested.
So, I think I only watched the first trailer, which was really just the scene with the truck driving
away and the guy.
Yeah, the drums. And that went pretty quick. This movie definitely blew its trailer load within the first 5 minutes.
Can you stop us?
Yes, okay.
While I get Shabba out of my head after saying trailer load.
Trailer loader.
Please, please give
us. And that's where I caught Shabba.
Oh my god. I hate my brain sometimes.
Sorry, yeah. I need to
trailer load. What was
it? Okay, but this movie, well, as with any movie that I want to watch, you know this movie is going to be odd. It's going to be strange. What this movie is about, it's about rogue musicians, drummers specifically, or at least most of them are drummers, who go and do guerrilla music, where they... I don't want to say stage a bank robbery, but they kind of go into these odd places unexpectedly and play music against other people's wills. Alright? One of them is in a bank, one of them is they're all over the place. And there's a detective who is trying to find them.
Of course.
Now, this detective Liam Neeson. No, it's not Liam Neeson. this detective has musical roots in a sense. His grandfather apparently needs no introduction, so we're never actually told what he does. But
Didn't they say in the beginning? No, they didn't.
Okay. He talked about first his parents, his father.
Said nothing to diminish and, how much I love this
no,
movie.
No, no. Actually, while I'm listening to this, sounds awesome. I know, but hold on. So his father. There are a lot of great things about this movie, but overall, the movie just don't quite.
Pieces don't come together.
Yeah, but anyway, the father. His father is a conductor of an orchestra. His mother, I can't remember
pianist,
right now, but
a
pianist. Okay, they explain that about his father, about his mother, and then he says, "And my grandfather is this person who, of course, needs no introduction." And that's all they say about him, which I think is kind of funny. So you kind of can just assume that he's some sort of big musical composer or something to do in that realm of work of art, and his brother Oscar is this wunderkind, this protege, this great man who learned the violin at 3, wrote his first concerto at 5. Etc. Etc. And now is this big conductor. Now the detective is a detective for one reason and one reason alone. He's been tone deaf since birth, and therefore has nothing to do with the musical part of his family. Actually, the truth of the matter is, as you go along and watch the movie, he is very estranged from the rest of his family because of it.
Okay, hold on. One, yeah. One stop. I want to ask Damien, since he didn't see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Define tone deaf. What does it mean when you say someone is tone deaf?
Inability to follow basic beats. you can't keep music. Like how we are able to appreciate how music is structured. These beats combine. There are people who are unable to do that.
Right.
Right.
I looked it up because I don't believe that's the right definition. Mm-hmm. The correct. I mean, it's close, but not the correct definition.
Tone deaf really means that, for example, if I was tone deaf and I tried to sing a song by Rihanna, it would sound nothing like the song by Rihanna because even though I, in my head, think that I know the notes and exactly what is happening, then when I get it out, it's not. It sounds right to me. It doesn't
sound
like anybody. Exactly. That's at least how I understand tone deaf.
Right. Anyways, I looked it up, and it said that tone deafness was the inability to tell one note from another.
Okay,
it wasn't
yeah.
so much about inability to keep pace or...
Yeah, it's really the notes.
Really,
yeah.
It's the notes.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
I just want you to have that in your
okay.
mind for what Douglas is about to say.
Okay. Right. Now, okay, we build up to that. And I don't know how much of a spoiler this is because I don't know what is in the second trailer. So before I say anything, I just want to caution our listeners. Oh, sorry, our listener.
All one of you.
All one of you. Just in case
hey,
you
if,
haven't
if,
seen
if
this
big
movie.
Podcast apps like what you guys have are finding us. We must have more
Look,
than one
again,
listener.
Syndicated.
More, maybe four. Maybe four.
Maybe four. Okay.
You guys have been doing this for years.
So anyway, 15, 16. I just want to caution you guys that I might be giving away a small piece of the movie. I'm not giving away anything big. But what happens to this guy is this. He's on these rogue musicians' trail.
Mm-hmm.
And because he is tone deaf, so to speak, what happens to him and how, I guess, he actually... leverages this, I don't even want to call it a skill, but this characteristic about himself in order to try and find these people is that whenever they play music, right, because he is tone deaf, once they have used any item, and these are rogue musicians, so they don't use actual drums or actual instruments, they'll use bedpans, they'll use pipes, they'll use electric wires to make their music. Once they use any item to make their music, even a person, the detective, since he is tone deaf, will not be able to hear any sound made by that item or person or thing.
All right.
Remember what I told you about the train, and if you don't jump on board,
no, again, guys.
No. You see, that's the thing. As I'm saying it, this sounds amazing, and it's so sad that this movie doesn't live up to this wonderfulness. Right? So, okay,
guys,
so
look, that setup alone.
I know. So,
how did they destroy all the goodness in the movie? All
right. So, the way that they destroyed the goodness in the movie is that this movie doesn't have much substance. It's very much about the music that is played by these musicians, and they set up in the beginning of the movie that there are going to be, I think it's six songs, right? Or sorry, four songs. Oh, it's six drummers who play four songs.
Yeah.
Okay. That they will play, and they're going to do it all over the city in different areas. The music actually is great, you know. I mean, you know me, right? Soundtrack's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're actually in a scene where they are playing something and doing some rogue thing, I really enjoyed it because the music was great. The situation was, you know, no less ridiculous than what I've been saying so
mm-hmm.
far. So that by itself was pretty awesome. It's really the in-betweens that kind of don't work.
This movie is definitely one of the candidates for director's... I mean...
Yes, it is. For a Damien Scott, for a DC.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actually really sad that I didn't enjoy this movie as much as I should have. I really feel like I want to watch it again just to... triple check. This is like a Double Life of Veronique moment. I know in the bottom of my soul that there's something that I have missed and that I am the reason why I don't like
we
this
have
movie.
To believe
that. I have to believe that. Because
so really,
as you say, the setup that I'm giving you is so
that's almost
good.
Perfect.
It's almost perfect. And for me to go from there to this movie isn't that great. How do I jump from one to the other? I don't get it.
I think you're being influenced by Andrew.
I think so. You know, it should have been all three of us together, and then you would have been able to counteract the Andrew logic. But overall, I think this movie was just under average. They were just...
I don't like the words you're saying.
I know. It wasn't that great. As I said, I enjoyed myself in the portions of the movie when they were actually doing the music, but otherwise it was...
Andrew Robinson, defend this movie.
Yeah. It was defend. Like, it's similar. I would say that this movie is similar to... You remember when this asshole made us watch...
This movie as well as
Tree of, no, it wasn't Tree of Life. What's the other one? The New World.
Right.
And one of my main problems with that movie was that
it's
you
bad.
Would have... It's bad. But it was bad because you would have one, essentially like a tentpole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by
absolutely
incoherent rubbish and another tentpole scene, and none of them were really connected. That's what I feel about this movie. That's how I feel
about this
movie.
Great movie that you're lying
about. So you're saying he spent 10 minutes selling you 100% of the movie and then the last two going
just bitching about that I don't even think is part of the movie. So Andrew will defend this movie.
I will defend this movie as well as Titus Bramble knows how to defend. And for the three of you listening who knows who got that, I thank you.
You could have made it more specific by saying Claude Davis. Narrow it down to one person.
But that's being harsh.
He tackled Torres with his bottom.
Alright, anyways. Sound of Noise. Like Douglas.
Are you looking up Titus Bramble?
Yes, I am.
He defends for Wigan. He plays for Wigan. He does nothing.
Everything Douglas said in those first 5 to 10 minutes, basically describing all the parts of this movie, which you would find in a trailer and want to make you watch it, conceptually, are so awesome. Kind of like how you were saying.
Oh, so the movie's great. Right. We can end this conversation.
However, that just like Douglas. All those connecting bits. And like how I said at the beginning, a train that you just miss at the beginning, when you reach the end, it doesn't help. The logic leaps. The true crime of this movie to me is that with all of those things added into this film, it got so bad for me that I ended up not even liking the music. Right? It kind of feels to me like my description to you, Douglas, the other day when I was talking about Reggie Watts, right, on Comedy Bang Bang. I love his music that he plays on Comedy Bang Bang, even on the podcast on Comedy Bang Bang. But when I think about the idea of going and getting a Reggie Watts album, I worry about having to sit through 5 minutes of one of his songs. It's so wonderful and it's a succinct version, but it's kind of the when you stretch it out to a full length song that you would get on an album, I don't think I could last it. And that's kind of how this movie played in the trailer. When you got 1.5 minutes, and the
awesome.
Song, it was awesome, and the concept awesome, but most of the song, there are 4 of the songs, and definitely the last 2 I just did not like. Right? It was nothing interesting to me. It just felt like people making noise on different surfaces, so you thought it was cool because it was odd. And I mean, you're definitely a criminal of this fact.
Yes.
I am
the number one offender.
Right. But this is... It just didn't work for me. And that police officer... And even that gimmick of the sound goes away. Like, I started to laugh at that first.
Sure.
Right? I found it hysterical. Especially when they go a bit further towards the end as to what the sound can go away from.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm never going to watch this movie, but the idea of this movie will keep me happy for years. And I'll recommend this movie to everybody. Right? This movie has to be good, Douglas. It has to be good. You're wrong.
It has to be. I agree with you. It has to be. It needs to be. But I don't feel it. And worse,
that last scene reveal, I don't think that even made any fucking sense. Right? Not even in the movie logic sense did it make any fucking sense.
Well, you
and
know,
it's
it
clearly
touched,
not airborne bad.
Sort of
it's not like they went, they set out to make
a dumb movie.
Like, I wish it was. I wish it was the FP bad. I wish. Right.
But you're right. You said the FP is good, which is great news. But if I could choose one, of course I choose Southern Nines. Are you guys sure? Are you absolutely sure, Douglas?
No, I'm not. I've told you already. I need to watch
it again. I'm absolutely sure.
In order to see what's happening, because I feel like something is broken inside me.
I don't want.
And
look,
that's the reason why.
I can't keep adding movies like this to my collection. You know, movies that I keep willing the movie to be good. Right? No, it has to stop. I have to stop watching movies and telling myself that the movie is good, even though I don't like them. It has to stop. I can't keep doing this. Right? You guys have ruined this podcast with your lies. Your lies about this movie. It's clearly great, foreign, weird movie. Right? So all these blockbusters that you guys have been watching.
He likes the Avengers.
So does everybody else on this podcast.
I think it made $19 billion. Pretty sure everyone likes
it. But yeah, this movie, I don't know what else to say that Douglas hasn't said. This movie is horrendously bad.
Most of you guys stop telling lies.
And I think that's the podcast.
I'll just do a director's cut.
You'll do your director's cut. Yeah, you can just load up the YouTube videos of the songs themselves.
Just Black Page, drummers walk into bank, and then cut to scene. Drummers leave bank, cut to other scene.
Yeah, I think that's all we have in us tonight.
Yeah.
So you can find everything at gmanreviews.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter at gmanreviews. Douglas is DJR Lost. His name, and Damien is officially Damien_White on Twitter. Please follow him. I want there to be at least a good handful of or more of followers that Damien will get, so he'll get some validation and reason to use it.
I'm going to have to use just to talk to you videos.
I'll just send a message, podcast tonight. You'll be like, oh, okay.
I have to start using hashtags and following other people.
So thanks for listening and good night.
Sign me up for Facebook though, I'm still safe. Yes!